hands together tonight. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. As I bring this speaker to this platform, Brother Levi Biddle's going to come and he's going to deliver the word of the Lord to us tonight. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Are you filled with expectation tonight? Come on, stand to your feet. Let's give the Lord some praise as he comes to bring the bread of life to us. Amen. Preach to us.
I believe that it's just as important to come to a midweek service as it is a Sunday service. I believe that the Lord is the same Lord on a Tuesday as he is on a Sunday. I do have something for you. I'm going to take your attention to Mark chapter 4. I'm going to start in verse 5. And it says, "And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of the earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away." We're going to jump down to verse 16. It said, "And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended." I believe that we see this a lot in the church today. But before I go any farther, I'd like to tell you the title. The title is, "Where's Your Seed Sown?" At this time, I'd like to ask the pastor if he'd please bless the word. You may be seated. I was doing some reading and praying, and I came across Mark 4. And as I read those scriptures, the Lord began to speak to me. And we see this many times, especially with new converts, people that come into the church. They come into the church happy because they have had an encounter with the Lord. But because they have no depth and they have not planted any roots, a short time later, they have fallen out. See, I believe that it's important that we establish some roots. It's important that we set some foundation to our walk with God. See, praying on a Sunday at altar call is not enough to sustain your walk with God. Reading the scripture with the preacher on a Sunday morning as he gives you his title to his message is not enough. It's not sufficient enough. See, I've seen it a lot, especially in young people. Young people will come in and they'll be on fire for 3 weeks. And then when things start to get hard or time starts to get tough, they begin to slip away. See, we see this a lot in the modern day church, and it's because we have no roots. See, your roots is what holds you. But you have to make sure that your roots are in the truth. See, there's many people that will like to set roots in the negative things about church. Many people will set their roots in the problems of the church. Many times people will set their roots in things that will pass away. But I'm here to tell you that we need to set our roots in the truth. We need to set our roots with Him. We need to focus on Him. It's not about what goes on. It's just about Him. See, this parable doesn't stop with just talking about stony ground. I pointed out that. But it talks about how some seeds fall on good ground. And when seeds that fall on good ground, it says that they spring up and produce 30, 60, and 100 fold because they are rooted in good ground. And it talks about seeds that are cast into thorny ground, into thorns. And it says that the thorns will choke out the seed and they will bear no fruit. See, and the Bible tells us that the seeds are cast in different places, but it all depends on where they take root. See, for a seed, it does not have a choice of where it is cast, but for you, tonight, your salvation, you have a choice on where you root. See, I believe that we need to be a church that's on fire for God. We need to be a church that's rooted in the truth. We need to be a church that is seeking Him constantly. We need to seek Him diligently. Prayer at church alone is not enough. Fasting, you need to fast. Seeking the Lord at church is not enough. Listening to the word preached by a preacher at church is not enough. It goes a lot deeper than that. If you look at a tree, you see what's above the ground, but what you don't know is there's roots deep below the ground. And we need to be rooted just like that. If we are not rooted, we will fall. If we are not rooted, we will fail. See, I believe that the problem is people get caught up in the hype and they forget to set the roots. People get caught up in the excitement in the church, but they do not set the roots in the truth. It's a sad thing to watch a new person come into the church and be on fire, and the next thing you know, they've fallen out because they did not set the roots. The roots is what's going to save you. The roots is what's going to hold you. If you ask any elder that's been in the church a while, they will tell you that they have set roots in the church. They have set roots in the truth. Without roots, just like a house without a foundation, it will fall. See, I'm tired of the devil taking dominion over the people in the church. We need to set the roots in truth. And we need to tell the devil, you have no power over me. You have no dominion over me. I am bought by a price that you cannot pay. See, we are a peculiar people. We are chosen by God. The devil cannot prosper unless you let him. See, we can speak the name of Jesus and the devil has to flee. The Lord produces light that the darkness cannot comprehend. But we first have to set the roots. If we want to make this a long journey, we have to set the roots. See, I'm tired of people coming in and being on fire, but shortly after fall away. Church, it's not enough to come in on a Sunday and lift your hands. It's not enough to come in on a midweek service and lift your hands. See, we need to pray daily. We need to fast. We need to listen. We need to read our word. See, everything in this Bible is the instructions on life. This will get you through. In Genesis, it says, the word in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. These are instructions by God. See, I believe that we need to do a little more reading. I believe that we need to do a little more fasting. I believe that we need to do a little more praying. See, The church doesn't need people that are part-time. The church doesn't need any more part-time Christians. The church needs some full-time Pentecostals. The church needs some full-time fire on fire for God people. Being part-time, being lukewarm is not going to get you through. Being on fire and being rooted is going to get you through. See, we need to hold to the things that the preacher teaches us. We need to hold to the things that the pastor teaches us. We need to hold to apostolic doctrine. We need to hold to apostolic holiness. We need to hold to these things that got the elders through. If it's good enough for them, it's good enough for us. We don't need to get rid of things that's been in the church forever. We need to hold them closer to our hearts than ever. I've seen too many people come in and be on fire and just walk out and give it up because they begin to cast out things that should not be getting rid of. See, this is not a game. This is not a hobby. This is not a social club that we go to on the weekends and during midweek. This is serious. This is the last days. We are in the last days. And if we don't take it serious, we're going to fall short. See, many times people's hearts become stony because of hurt or discouragement or betrayal by people that they love. I don't know how many times I've seen people fall away from church because of being church hurt. See, but what those people forget to remember is it's not about the people at the church. And it's not about those people that you thought were there for you. It's about Him. It's only about Him. If we come into the house knowing that it's about Him and not about my neighbor, then we shouldn't have a problem. See, I believe that this church is on the move. But when you're on the move, you also get the attention of hell. When you're on the move and you get the attention of heaven, you also get the attention of hell. See, and if we are not rooted, the things that are there for just a short time will carry us away and out of the church. See, I'm tired of seeing young people countless times. You can ask any youth pastor, the most discouraging thing is to see a young person backslide. To see somebody that's so hungry just to backslide because they're not rooted. Because they do not take this serious. It is a serious thing. Serving God is a serious thing. It should not be taken as a joke. It should not be taken lightly. If the man of God asks you to do something, you better do it because he's the man of God. He has been chosen and put there by God. We need to learn to submit ourselves. All these things are going to help us be rooted in truth. We need to submit ourselves to our pastor. We need to submit ourselves to our youth pastor. We need to submit ourselves to our parents and our elders. See, somewhere where people get off is they think that they know it all. They think that they got it figured out. But I assure you, you can ask any elder and they'll tell you that the Lord is still revealing things to them to this day. We will never have it all figured out. And if you have that attitude, that's pride. And pride cometh before the fall. See, we need to get these things out of our lives. We need to get these things out of our hearts. Because we have to be rooted. See, it's not up to the seed where it gets cast, but it's up. You have the choice of your salvation where you want to be planted. If you're going to chase the negative things that people say, then your heart's going to be stony and you're just going to fall away. But if you seek the truth and you seek the things of God and you don't worry about the things that come against it, then you're going to be planted in good soil. You're going to be rooted strong like a mighty tree. See, Bible tells us many times people look at the grain of a mustard seed as that's how much faith you should have. But that's not what it says. It says you should have faith as a mustard seed. A mustard seed does not stay a little tiny seed. A mustard seed grows into a mighty tree. But with that tree, there's also roots. And if you have no roots, you have no foundation. If you have no roots, you have nothing to hold on to. See, it's important that right now we set the roots. Right now we have to set the roots because there's things that's going to be coming our way. There's things that's going to be coming against us. And if we are not rooted, we will surely die. See, this house is not a house for entertainment. This is not a place for entertainment. If you come in here expecting entertainment, you're here for the wrong reasons. This house is for a house of restoration. This is a house of renewing. This is not somewhere to just come see your buddies. This is not somewhere to come listen to singing. This is not somewhere to come and to have a social club. This is serious. This is the house of God. Many times people will get off thinking that this is just a so-so thing. If they miss a service here or there, it's no big deal. But I'm here to tell you that when you miss one service, it's easier to miss the next one. When you miss one or two services, it's easy to just go ahead and miss a few more. That's not going to get us through. See, this church is beginning to grow. It's hitting a growth spurt. And with that, there's going to come more trials and more tests. There's going to come more heartache and more headache. And if we are not rooted, if we are not grounded in the truth, then we'll fall for anything. See, I don't come to the house of the Lord just to be entertained. I come to the house of the Lord to get closer to Him. I come to the house of the Lord not seeking hype, but just seeking restoration. See, if I come into the house of the Lord and I leave the same way that I came in, then I failed. I should never come in and leave the same way that I came in. I should come in and leave different. I should come in and leave new. I was listening to a message today, and it's talking about vile prayers. And the man was talking about how he did a survey over some of his conventions, places that he's preached, and he asked, how many of you pray an hour a day? And he said, not very many hands went up, maybe one or two. He said, how many of you pray for 45 minutes? He said, one or two more. So how many of you pray for half an hour a day? Just a couple more. He said, how many of you pray for 15 minutes a day? He said, and it seemed like we was getting nowhere. And he said, how many of you pray daily? And he said, and more than 3/4 of the hands stayed down. That is not going to get us through. Prayer is our lifeline. Prayer is what's going to keep us. Prayer is you communicating with the Almighty. If you don't communicate and you don't have a relationship with Him, then why are you here? See, this is not just something to pass the time. This is to further your relationship with the Lord. We need to learn to plant roots. We need to learn to take hold of what God says. Many times I've seen people accept something, just like the scripture says, accept something with gladness right at the beginning. But when times begin to get tough, they begin to let go. They begin to go back on whatever they accepted. It doesn't say that they just accepted it. They said that they accepted it with gladness. They were happy to accept it. But the first time that trials or persecution arise, they begin to let go. See, that's not going to get us through. We have to know the truth and hold on to it. If you have questions about apostolic doctrine, please see the pastor. If you have questions about holiness, please see the pastor. These things are going to get us through. Many times, pastors will tell you that the minute that people start letting go of the things that have been in the church forever, how you talk, how you dress, how you act, as soon as they begin letting go of those things, shortly after they fall. Shortly after they fall out of church. Shortly after they walk out on God. I heard a message one time at camp, and he said that tolerance will lead to acceptance, and acceptance will lead to participation. If you don't stand strong on what the preacher's been telling you, if you don't stand strong on the truth, then you'll begin to fall for things that are not of God. If you do not stand strong on what we have been taught, then we will begin to fall. See, we need to be rooted, because if we are not rooted, then we will get nowhere. If we are not rooted, then we're here for naught. We're here in vain. See, I believe that if somebody would just start putting down some roots, then they would find out that it'd be a little easier to serve the Lord. See, the problem is they want to hold on to some of the things that they're used to, that they're comfortable with. They want to hold on to some of the things, even though the preacher says to let it go, they want to hold on to them. They want to put conditions on God. God, I'll give this up, but only if I can hold on to this. God, I'll give that up, but only if I can hold on to this. And these things are not good. These things should not be in the church. See, many times people fall because they begin to chase after the wind. Things are there just for a season. Things that are there just for a little while. See, the wind's going to blow, but it's going to pass. It's going to go away. The storms of life are going to come against you, but they're going to pass and they're going to go away. But if we don't stand strong on what we know, if we don't stand strong on the truth, then we will chase the wind. See, these things are not good. These things are not going to get us to heaven. These things are not going to get us anywhere. These things are just going to lead to broken, busted, disgusted people. These things are going to lead to bitter people. I've seen so many times preachers, youth pastors, pastors begin to chase the wind. And next thing you know, they're so bitter and so angry toward the people that are in the church because they believe that they're all the same. That they won't even darken the doorway of a church because they believe that people are the same because they chase the wind. See, it's not about the people. It's not about what everybody else does. If you're here to see your buddies, you're not here for the right reasons. Joe, I like you, but I'm not coming to church to see you. See, I'm not here to visit. I'm not here for a social gathering. I'm here for something to change in my life. I'm here to seek the Lord. I'm here to just be in His presence again. If you ask any pastor, I've heard Pastor John say it multiple times, the most disheartening thing as a pastor is to preach to the people. And you preach to them until you're blue in the face, and they go the exact opposite way of what you're trying to tell them. And you know what's going to happen. And you're standing there waving your arms, hey, you're going down the wrong road. I'm telling you right now, you're going down the wrong road. But people won't listen. They just have to chase the wind a little bit. People don't, they're not satisfied until they figure it out themselves. See, I wonder what would happen if they would just trust the man of God. I wonder what happened if they would just submit themselves to the man of God. Because he's been there. He's done that. He's seen those things. He knows what he's talking about. If he didn't, the Lord wouldn't have placed them over this flock. See, I believe that people need to get behind their pastor because he is the chosen one for this flock. If the Lord did not see fit for our pastor to be here, then he would not be here. See, many times we also focus on the things that come into the church that try to distract us. But it's not about the screaming baby that's in the back. And it's not about the kid that's running around up in the front. And it's not about your neighbor that's on his phone. It's about the Lord. We don't need professional Pentecostals. We need sincere people of God. Sincerity is going to get you there. If you're not sincere, you're not here for the right reasons. If you don't love the people of God, you're not here for the right reasons. If you don't love the people of God, you need to do some soul searching. See, I've seen it time and time again, and it's hard to watch. People will come in and they just don't set the roots, and all they got to do is set the roots. All they got to do is spend some time with Jesus. All they got to do is just get close to Him. All they got to do is just get hungry for Him. Got to get desperate for Him. And they have to have consecration with Him. It's like this. If you have a friend that you never spend any time with and you never talk to, are they really your friend? See, man will fail you. Man will disappoint you. But the Lord will not. The Lord might put you through some things that you do not understand, but that's okay. Because His ways are much higher than our ways. We cannot comprehend what He does. All we got to do is trust. See, it's a sad day because people in this world has ruined the trust of so many people. If you try to get somebody to trust you, it's very, very hard because they have been betrayed. They've been backstabbed. They have been lied on. They've been... See, it's not right, but I want to tell you something. Your convenience is not accounted for in God's plan. See, many times preachers, young preachers, pastors will get frustrated, but we must understand that our convenience is not accounted for in the plan of God. See, it's not always going to be easy, and it's not always going to be just a cakewalk. Because our convenience is something small that we can sacrifice. How many people could be reached if you just sacrifice some convenience? How many people could you minister to if you just sacrifice some convenience? I'm coming to a close. If the musicians could come. Church, if you don't take anything else out of what I've talked to you tonight about, you need to get busy and plant some roots. Because if you don't plant any roots, I assure you, you will fall. If you don't get a little consecrated with the Lord, I assure you, you will fall. See, we don't need people to come up here for hype. Musicians, I know they play music, but it's not because they enjoy doing it. It's to create an atmosphere. It's to create something that the Lord can inhabit. If they are not looking at it like that, then they are up here for the wrong reasons. I want to tell a story about somebody that did not set the roots. because of the things that has happened in her life in the past, her heart became stony. And the roots did not run very deep. And when the wind blown, she chased the wind. This young lady came into the church. And everybody had known her past. Everybody known where she'd been. And she'd had a hard life, a hard time. She'd been given up on by many people that she loved, many people that she trusted. But because of some of the decisions that she made, the people began to give up on her. But she came into the church, and she fell down at the altar, and she had a breakthrough. But she didn't set any roots. Church, your hype can get you through a few weeks. Newness to the Lord can get you through a few weeks. It's very possible. But after that is when you begin to worry. After that is when you need to start setting roots. But this young lady, she didn't set any roots. And the pressures of life begin to intensify. But she kept pushing on, and she came into the youth group. And she began to come to all the events, and it looked like she was doing a turnaround. But the pressures of life intensified, and the roots were not set. And this young lady had actually been kicked out of her own home because of the decisions that she made, and the people that she loved and trusted gave up on her. In the church that she came to, the pastor did not want her there. The pastor said she has to go because we've heard too many things about her. But she continued to push on a little farther, a little stronger. She began to seek the Lord, but she didn't plant any roots. Seeing the pressures of life got so great that she said, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. And she turned around and walked out of church. And she said, the people in the church, they're no good. They're hypocritical. Because of all the bitterness and the anger that was built up in her heart. And because of the roots that she did not set. The winds of life begin to blow, and she began to chase them. This young lady was brought up in church. She went to a Christian school. But because she did not set any roots, because she did not seek the Lord closely enough, when the winds of life began to blow her way, the pressure got so great that she felt like she cannot handle it anymore. And she turned around, and the people that loved her, the people that were sincerely there for her, she turned around and she walked out. And that young lady today is miserable. That young lady is not in church because she did not set any roots. See, so many people had hurt her. So many people had disappointed her. So many people had turned their back on her that her heart became stony. And the pressures of life became too great. Church, it's sad to see people fall out because they have not set any roots. It is not the will of the Lord to not set roots. If you want to stay in this thing for a long time, you better set some roots. But this altar is open if you could stand with me. This altar is open. And if you want to set some roots, I encourage you to come up to the front right now. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, I encourage you to come up to the front right now. See, I don't want the people in this church to be just a statistic. I did some research, and it said that 96% of the people that were a part of a crusade. A crusade could be a convention, could be a rally, could be something of that nature. They had an encounter with the Lord. 1 year later, 96% of them were not in church. 96% of them were not still walking with the Lord. After having an encounter with Him, just 1 year before, 1 year prior, but they're not walking in with the Lord anymore because they did not set any roots. Church, there's a great falling away right now. And if you don't set any roots, you're going to be a part of it. Church, it is a necessity to set roots. If you do not, it's just like a house without a foundation. You need something to hold on to. But I'm going to go ahead and close. This altar is open. Please, if you have not set any roots, please come.